Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today, and over the next hour, we will get to Sunday Night Football, the heartbreaker that Commanders fans are now feeling, not just a loss, but a loss potentially of their star quarterback for the rest of the season. At 8:20 Eastern time, we will get to Monday Night Football, a total of 54 points between the Cardinals and the Cowboys. Does this mean we will be betting on a CVS receipt style amount of props? I think the answer might be yes. And then speaking of bets, our best bets come your way at 8:40 as we put our money where our mouth is. Special salute to our viewers on Stadium. We appreciate you. And as always, if you ever miss a segment, just search the Daily Tip wherever you get your podcast. So, Denton, I know you're a Commanders fan, and I know this might be a tough question to answer objectively, but I want to ask you, what is the bigger takeaway from last night's big win for the Seahawks as they beat the Commanders 38-14? Is it that the Seahawks are a real threat in the NFC, or is it for other teams in the NFC looking at the Commanders saying, thank God we probably won't be facing Jane Daniels in the postseason?
Well, they definitely won't be facing Jane Daniels in the postseason because I don't know that anyone will be facing him again. The Seahawks are legit. I mean, they are legit championship-level good, and it really starts with their defense. They are a suffocating group. You know, they were doing they put up a graphic last night, and part of it was because Bobby Wagner plays on Washington. But talking about the Legion of Boom defense, that great defense in Seattle, and they were, in a sense, comparing what they have going on now to that group of guys. And is it a fair comparison? No, because that team won a championship, should have won two championships, but they threw at the one-yard line rather than giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch. But that defense is legitimately good. And I do think as the season progresses, they're going to find themselves being more and more worthy of those comparisons to where we're going to get to the end of the year and not think it's obscene that they're being compared to what was the greatest defense of the last 15, 20 years. I mean, they tackle incredibly well. They can get pressure with four guys. God forbid if they send five guys. I mean, last night, statistically, Chelsea was the most that Jane Daniels had ever been pressured in his career. They're just a madhouse sending dudes after him. And the thing is, Washington's wide receivers still couldn't get open because they're so good on the back end. So if you can get pressure on quarterbacks and cover the guys down the field, that is little perfection on defense. Every single defensive coordinator, every single team strives to get that kind of combination. It's very similar to what Philadelphia did in the championship game against Kansas City last year, where they didn't have to blitz to get pressure on Mahomes, and it allowed that defense to not have any real openings on the back end. They're that level of good. And then Sam Darnold just casually goes 16 for 16 to start the game. So the biggest takeaway is the defense. Well, the quarterback was then slicing and dicing as well. You know, I'm still not fully sold on Darnold being a world beater, but he's really good right now. And he's playing at a really, really high level. If they continue this as the season progresses, I don't know that there's a lot of teams in the NFC that have a higher ceiling than Seattle does.
Right, and the eye test matches the numbers for the defense because it's not just what you see, it's the stats that mirror it. As Seattle is now a top five scoring defense, allowing just 18 points per game, it's wild to me how much quarterbacks shape narratives for teams. Because I would love to see the numbers at the start of the season where if the Commanders had better odds to win the NFC than the Seahawks. Simply because I think, like you, a lot of people still have trouble believing in Sam Darnold. Like, what does he have to do? Over the last two seasons, his teams have gone a combined 20-5. 20-5. You know, so I understand he had those slip-ups in the postseason, but he is a great quarterback, no matter how you slice it. Maybe he is not the level of Josh Allen and, you know, Patrick Mahomes simply because of the accolades. But, like, at some point, narratives change. And I feel like we've seen that in the NFL this year, which I know Daniel Jones is not proving my point coming off of that game against the
Steelers.
Tough
week for him.
But, like, we've seen it with Baker Mayfield. We've seen it, you know, with Sam Darnold, where guys who bounce around eventually, you know, if they find the right scheme and the right team, and a lot of people looked at that last year and they say, well, it's because he has Justin Jefferson. It's because he's on the Vikings, because that team, you know, has a lot of superstars around him. Now he went to the Seahawks, and he's putting up very similar numbers. So is it time to put some respect on Sam Darnold's name and say, this is a team that I could trust in the postseason? Because that's it for me, is that the Seahawks were a good team, or excuse me, the Vikings were a good team last year. But it's fair to say, okay, this guy does not have good postseason numbers. He doesn't have much postseason experience at all. And say it would be, you know, not out of the realm of possibility if he's not great in the postseason. But now he has a game where he struggled. Maybe he can be better this time around, because it does look like the Seahawks are going to be a playoff team. They stand at 6-2 right now and a very impressive 4-0 on the road. Mm-hmm. So would you trust Sam Darnold in the postseason, or do you still need to see more?
I mean, I still need to see more. Like, I am always I need to see it before I am going to believe it in the postseason. But they're doing all of the things that they need to. They ran the ball well against Washington last night, which, in fairness, everybody has run the ball well against Washington last night. But if that can become a trend for Seattle, they had struggled a little bit running the football entering last night. If that can become a trend, they're well-rounded on offense. You know, it's funny because I remember hearing those things. I might have said some of those things last year about the Justin Jefferson thing. But, like, God forbid you give a quarterback good wide receivers. I mean, Jaxon Smith-Njigba right now is the best wide receiver in the NFL. By a pretty significant margin. Like, statistically, eye test, he checks all the boxes. He's 52 yards short right now, Chelsea, of 1,000 yards through eight games. He has 100 more yards than Ja'Marr Chase, who has 100 more yards than the third place guy on this list. So the discrepancy between 1 and 3 in the list of receiving yards is Jaxon Smith-Njigba with 948, and then Puka Nacua, who's third, who has 711 yards. That's a massive gap. Now, Nacua, you know, has been dealing with some injuries, but regardless, that's a massive gap, and he's doing it knowing everyone, like, it's not a surprise. This isn't like a rookie that's burst onto the scene. Everybody is fully aware of who Jaxon Smith-Njigba is, and they can't stop him. Mm-hmm. They traded DK Metcalf because they were so confident in JSN. And in his last four games, he's had 8 receptions in every single game, and he's had over 120 yards in every single game. He is unstoppable. The Commanders were doubling him last night, bracketing him with help over the top. They got a man on him. They got a man over the top, and it still didn't matter. I tweeted out yesterday, I was like, they literally can't stop Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And somebody tweeted me back, tongue-in-cheek, but they said they should kidnap him. And I said he'd still find a hole and get out and get open. It doesn't matter. Like, you can't guard that man right now. It's insane to watch. It's a master at work.
Well, it also helps when your quarterback can get the ball to you as well. Because, like, the difference between him and Ja'Marr Chase is that Ja'Marr Chase has had some games where, who is it, Jake Browning has been throwing him the football. Yeah. So, like, that's a little different. So, I think
tough.
Some of that is not Ja'Marr Chase's fault. But let's talk about the Commanders for a second. Because, as I said, like, narratives are usually attached to quarterbacks. And I feel like maybe this is going to be a cop-out for the rest of the season for the Commanders. But it is not great news for Jaden Daniels so far. I know he's supposed to do more MRI testing today. But dislocated left elbow, at least that is what Adam Schefter is reporting. He fell on it very awkwardly in the last few minutes of this game in garbage time. So let me ask you, because I think this is going to be a big topic today. Do you think the Commanders were in the wrong for keeping him in the game?
It was coaching malpractice. Why on God's green earth, down 31 with under 8 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, is your starting quarterback out there? And then on top of that, why at that point in the game, at that point in the field where you're inside the five, are you not running the football? They call a design drop back, and they don't block a blitzer coming off the edge, which forces Jaden Daniels to go outside. That guy ends up tackling him. And then I'm not a doctor, Chelsea, but I'm pretty self-aware enough to know that an elbow bends one way well. You know, we can do this really well. When it bends the other way, it's now a problem. And I saw with all four of my eyes, it bent the other way. And immediately, I'm upstairs, you're doing a local show, screaming. This is not like how they kept him in that. They are now jeopardizing the future of the franchise because they wanted to make the game look just a little bit closer on the scoreboard. The game was over. You couldn't do anything offensively because there's not enough talent around him to do anything offensively. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury has been fantastic as of late. He's not designing ways for the wide receivers to get open. That puts a lot of pressure on Jaden Daniels when there's already a lot of pressure from the other team coming his direction. And then you leave him in there when it's 38-7 to have his arm get snapped in half. I mean, how many times, it's never good when you see this, but when you see a guy get assisted off of the field when it's an arm injury because he's in so much pain, he needs the help to walk. There's three dudes that are carrying him basically by his shoulders as he's walking off of the field to make sure, one, that the arm is stabilized, but to make sure that he's walking properly because I'm sure he's feeling a degree of adrenaline, but it's a brutal injury to have because your elbow just went the wrong way. I mean, just for a coaching staff that did everything right last year in Dan Quinn and the Commanders, it's very similar to what is going on in New England this year. New England is effectively last year's Commanders, where everything is going right for them. They got this new head coach. He's turning the culture around and all these different things. Lord have mercy, has it been a huge 180. I hate it. I want to unsubscribe from this package. The apathy that had been surrounding my fandom, Chelsea, for years is now seeping back in. You ever ride you an amusement park rider at all? You do King's Dominion,
not really.
Anything like that? There was a ride that they had called the Intimidator that was supposed to make you black out. And you could see the black coming in as you hit this twist at like, I don't know, it was like 300 miles an hour or something like that. I don't know what it was. But it was supposed to make you black out. I'm now blacking out. The apathy is taking over my body. I'm just going to be Mr. Negative for the rest of the season this year for the Commanders. And they did it while they were supposed to be honoring Art Monk. Can't win.
Well, and in beautiful uniforms as well. Like, people are like, this is a travesty to this uniform combination. But my original point was that I understand, like, now Jaden Daniels is hurt. But, like, there were other problems other than just Jaden Daniels. Like, this defense is a problem.
Sucks.
You know, this
Terrible.
Is an issue if you are a team that was intent on getting back to the NFC Championship game. And even looking back to last year where you mentioned where everything went right with, like, the coaching decisions, a lot of those games were close games, you know, and they eked it out in the fourth quarter. So it's tough to repeat success like that. And then you have like the issues with the receivers where guys are either hurt or you just don't have that deep of a cupboard to work with, where I know that people will look at this season in retrospect and say, what were they supposed to do? Jaden Daniels was out. But this team had plenty of problems long before this.
Defense sucks. They can't guard anybody. Mm. They can't stop the run. Their linebackers are slow. Frankie Louvu, who was an all-pro last year, is pretty much a non-factor. Bobby Wagner is just old, so he can't do much. All the defensive backs are not very good, and they keep getting injured. So even when they play, they'll put like two games together where they're like, hey, you know, the DBs aren't terrible. And then they twist an ankle, or like Marshon Lattimore gets a knee injury on a pretty routine pass breakup. The defense is atrocious. They can't protect Jaden Daniels in the pass game. It's just an all-around. This is a bad football team that was being bandaged together by a really good quarterback. And the worst thing in this whole thing was that he was playing as well as he could have last night. He was playing as well as he could have, and it still did not matter. The team wasn't even remotely close because they don't have the depth at wide receiver. They didn't address the problem. They thought that Noah Brown, who has been routinely hurt in his NFL career, was going to be a guy. They thought that Terry McLaurin not practicing for the entire offseason was all of a sudden just going to be the exact same guy that he was in 2024. And their best option right now is Deebo Samuel, who has a career history of consistently getting hurt. And then you lose Luke McCaffrey on the first play, not of scrimmage, of the game on the kickoff. They had your man Treylon Burks out there. He joined the team literally on Saturday. I mean, Lord, the fan base was like, maybe Treylon Burks is going to be, he's the diamond in the rough this year for the Commanders. I'm tapping out. Like, I need to auto-sim the rest of the year for the Commanders. It hurts my feelings. This is bullying. The Commanders are bullying me for the first time, well, really in a year, because 2025, they were very nice. But this is a toxic relationship, and I need to get out.
Ah, welcome to negativity. I am already here with my Titans, so I know how it feels. I don't know how the euphoria feels of playing in an NFC championship game last year, but I do know how it feels to suffer the other end. What's crazy to me is that if you look at the Commanders now, and it feels like, you know, the NFC East at the start of the season, we said, okay, it's wide open. You know, we never have back-to-back winners, but the Eagles are making all of these trades to make themselves even better. The Commanders look like they're pretty much done for the season. You know, the Giants, I don't trust the Giants. And, you know, who else? The Cowboys?
Yeah, the
Cowboys don't have a defense.
They don't have a defense.
So now I'm looking at the odds. I don't know how the Eagles aren't the favorites to win the NFC, but it's the Rams. I don't know. It feels like we're trending towards the Eagles ruling the roost in the NFC again. Plus 450, I don't know. Maybe worth a sprinkle. All right, coming up next, time to talk Monday Night Football. Cowboys, Cardinals, our best bets. Come your way next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Back on a Monday edition, which means we've got Monday Night Football tonight between the Cowboys and the Cardinals. And Den and I have been standing firm in this dispute between ESPN and YouTube TV. But now that Monday Night Football is on the docket, I might just crumble and say, okay, it's time to provide switch providers and maybe I will do something because I don't want to miss Monday Night Football. But I'll say this, if you're trying to get me to subscribe to a new service because of Monday Night Football, Cowboys Cardinals is probably not the most enticing matchup to draw people in.
Yeah, tough swing, especially with Kyler Murray not playing. You're like, hey, would you like to pay $30 a month for Dak Prescott versus Jacoby Brissett? And like, I mean, yeah, kind of, but also no. I would like maybe a more enticing matchup that I could spend my hard-earned U.S. currency on. Thank you, billion-dollar overlords. They're going to, unfortunately, we're going to break because I can't see any resolve coming between YouTube TV and ESPN. There's no incentive for ESPN to come to a conclusion or a deal with them. They just get to bill us, and what they're going to do, Chelsea, is what all these people are going to start doing. It's going to be $30 a month now, and then in a year, it's going to ratchet up to like $60. And you're like, well, this sucks. Now we're just trapped in this cycle.
I don't know if you're as degenerate as I was back in the day, but let me ask you this. Do you remember the streaming services that you could get on your browser that were like you could watch any sporting event, and it was called like VIPbox.tv?
Yeah,
and you had to close all of these ads. Do you remember this?
I may or may not have allegedly done that with a Washington Wizards game recently because YouTube TV does not cover the Washington Wizards. There's a deal. I can't watch my Washington Wizards, which are tough watch at times, or the Washington Capitals because YouTube TV and Monumental Sports couldn't come to a deal. And now Monday Night Football, NBA basketball, college football, and college basketball are also not on YouTube TV because they cannot come to a deal with ESPN. I'm not paying for YouTube TV. My brother is, and I am completely mooching off of his. But I'm standing up for my family. Why is my brother paying for this if I can't watch all of these things?
As a non-paying customer, you totally have a right to shake
I'm
your
furious.
Finger and be very angry.
Very angry.
I remember doing this for like big fights, like when it was, you know, pay-per-view fights were like $99 because that's a lot. But like I still wanted to watch them. So if you know of any of these sites, because it's been like 10 years since I've done this, hit me up on Twitter or X at Chelsea Messenger. Let me know your degenerate web browser of choice to pirate watch some of these games. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that, but listen, I need to watch Monday Night Football.
It's tough in these streets. We got to get
in
by.
In this economy?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Come on, man.
It was always
that
funny.
Applebee's.
I used to do that with fights, too. And it was so, like, I watched a bunch of, I used to be, I'm not anymore, but I used to be a Conor McGregor guy. So I'd watch a bunch of Conor McGregor fights on, I always called it VIPbox, but I guess VIPbox is what it was called. I'd watch all these fights. And then I met a dude in college whose dad subscribed to, like, the UFC 365. So you could watch the fights the way they were designed to be watched. And it was like I had seen color for the first time ever. I mean, no lag, no ads about like erectile dysfunction popping up every 30 seconds. It was just clear cut fighting. And then Nate Diaz beat him. And it was awesome.
Well, the craziest part about like those pirate sites is that it's an active experience where you can't just set it up. Like you're constantly closing boxes and there's like decoy X's. Where if you don't click on the right one, it goes to like a pop-up. Like, no, I clicked the wrong one. So it's not an easy, relaxing experience when you go that route. You certainly had to work for it, but those days, they might be coming back. All right, so speaking of Monday Night Football, let's get some plays on the slate as the Cowboys and the Cardinals square off. So line in this game, Cowboys home favorites by 3 points, 3.5, depending on where you shop. But a very high total of 54. So the first thing that caught my eye was this total. Honestly, I don't like betting on sides when the total is so high because oddsmakers are saying, hey, this is a field goal game. Feels like a coin flip to me. So like, I don't think I'm going to be venturing into a side here. But Cowboys totals have been the way to go this year. One of the best over teams in football. 6-2 to the over this year. And here are the last 5 totals for Cowboys games. 80, 59, 57, 66, and 68. So I understand trends do not continually go up forever, but Denton, do you think this is a trend that is sustainable for this Cowboys defense and this Cowboys offense?
Yes, I am call me a surfer, Chelsea, the way I'm riding the wave, and I'm going to ride that wave until it crashes. If you can't defend anybody, but you have this high-octane offense that Dallas does, I'm going to play the over. There's no incentive not to. And you have to ride with us until the wheels come off. Even though Jacoby Brissett is not Kyler Murray, I think Arizona will be able to put up points on this Dallas defense. And I don't think that Arizona can stop them, because I don't know who can stop outside of Denver. Denver's like the one team that has enough defensive talent to be able to hang with Dallas and stop them. But not many teams can stop either CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens. And they certainly can't stop CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. You're really picking your poison of who's going to have the good game, who's not. And you're just hoping hoping for the best. So I don't know how they're going to stop this Dallas team. I mean, they're playing really, really well. Dak is having a great season. The wins aren't stacking up for the Cowboys, but the points certainly are. So I'm riding with the over.
Yeah, it feels like the perfect recipe for an over team, because the defense is so bad. It's been a get-right spot for just about any quarterback. Like, you look at Jacoby Brissett, and maybe his numbers don't jump off the page, but, like, we've seen quarterbacks like Russell Wilson. Remember that game against the Cowboys? We're like, oh, Russell Wilson is back.
He's back.
He's going to be the starter for the whole season. Narrator reads this. He was not back, and Russell Wilson did not start for the rest of the season. In fact, it was a very short-lived tenure for Russell Wilson. So it's one of those defenses that's very susceptible. And then you look at this offense that, even though last week they were pretty much shut down in a blowout against the Broncos, total of that game was still 68. So they still scored over 20 points. So for me, 54 still feels very gettable for both these offenses, and especially this Cowboys defense. So when we talk about a high total, usually that means a good game for props. And I do think that's going to be the case here. You could look at the top receivers for the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb, his receiving prop is 81.5. You could do George Pickens, who has a lower number at 61.5. You could do Trey McBride for the Cardinals, because I think it is a solid angle to look at receivers or tight ends in Trey McBride's case when there is a change of quarterback, because especially backup quarterbacks, they have guys they like throwing to, and it has been Trey McBride over the past few weeks when it comes to Jacoby Brissett, and especially with the targets. Trey McBride is a good tight end, and I understand most of the numbers. If you look at the grid and you're like, who should I bet on in this game? The Cowboys give up a ton of receiving yards to receivers, so I understand defensively some schematic things are a little different, but still, you know, the target share is so much for Trey McBride. He's had 13 and 11 targets over the last two games when Jacoby Brissett has been quarterback, that it feels like he is going to be force-fed the ball. So you could play his receptions if you wanted to over 6.5. It's a little juicy at -148, or you could play yards at 70.5. But any way you slice it, I do think there are some great props in this game, and I do think the over is the play.
If you just look at market share, like, we'll just do some quick math here. You know, Jacoby Brissett in the last two games against the Packers and Colts has thrown the ball 80 times. Over a fourth of those have been in the direction of Trey McBride. He's been targeted 24 times in those two games. So he is looking for him early. He is looking for him often. And if you are of the belief, which I am, that this is going to be a game where Arizona is going to be playing from behind, even if they're not playing from behind, they're not a great run team with no James Conner, you're going to get a lot of action for Trey McBride. The one caveat that I'm a little worried about is that maybe this is the week where Marvin Harrison Jr. finally explodes. It feels like he has been a non-factor is not a correct way of describing what his season has been, but it has been lackluster. For all of the hype that was him coming out of college, for all of the success that he had in his rookie season, he really hasn't done a lot. You know, we'd heard all these things about how he bulked up, and we saw him, and he's wearing these muscle tanks, and he looked like he bulked up. Like, congratulations, whatever weightlifting program he did, send it my way, bro. I could use it. But the success on the field and the results on the field for him personally have not followed with that storyline of him getting better so he could get physical at the point of attack, so he could work out of the breaks more effectively at the wide receiver position. So maybe this is the first game where Marvin Harrison Jr. has a really strong performance, but I'm not putting my money on that. I feel like Trey McBride, if you're going to bet anything on Arizona from a prop perspective on offense, it feels like he is the direction that you should be going in, especially, as you mentioned, with Jacoby Brissett.
Well, he feels like the blue chip stock, like the guy that has the most logical ammo if you are having a discussion and a conversation about who you're going to bet on. Like, maybe it's somebody else, but according to, like, the numbers in front of us, he looks like the guy. I wanted to ask you this. For people who want to make a bet on this game, Do you go with CeeDee Lamb, or do you go with George Pickens, or do you go with both?
I might go with both. You know, I have a very important decision coming up here at the end of the show. Your boy's a perfect 3-0 on the daily tip, and I'd like to keep that. I'd like to keep the zero attached to that number here. So I need a winner. I'm looking at both because I think that Dallas is going to throw a ton because they want to throw with Dak Prescott, and that's their offense is better when they are throwing the football. It really just becomes a question of what props do I like regarding those two wide receivers. I could just be like super crazy, try to make a lot of money, and put both of them, Chelsea, to go over 100 yards. If I put a parlay together where CeeDee Lamb goes over 100 yards and George Pickens goes over 100 yards, that pays plus 900. Now, is that realistic? No, it's not. That's not like that's not a smart play, Denton. Don't do that. It's enticing, but it's not realistic. If I take the approach at the alt line with BetMGM and go 75 plus, I get CeeDee Lamb. That number's moved a little bit for CeeDee Lamb, but I get a plus 240. And that's one, it's a more stomachable number, because that the difference between 75 yards and 100 yards could, that's a pretty staunch, you know, difference, right? And even if like George Pickens has 89 yards, that's still a really good game for George Pickens. But 75 plus yards for both of them, knowing that CeeDee Lamb's going to get a ton of targets and George Pickens has become the deep threat, at plus 250, I feel pretty good about that.
Or you just play alt lines on both of them. Speaking of stomachable, I'm pretty sure that's how people describe my cooking. I don't think I've ever heard that term before, but I will tell my husband, like, listen, we have a new adjective to describe some of my food. But back to this game, I think that the best case for George Pickens is that you get a lower number on him, and he has been putting up the same numbers basically as CeeDee Lamb, but on fewer targets. So from a betting standpoint, like, I like to go with the target share gods just because it feels like their floor is always higher because they're going to get the opportunities. But with George Pickens, he has had some of these long receptions where he can get close to this number in one fell swoop. So he's had a 40-plus yard catch in three of the last four games. And his receiving prop tonight is, okay, it's gone up a yard, 62.5. So for CeeDee Lamb, granted, he has a higher floor, but his number is 20 yards higher. So does this change the math for you? Would you say, okay, you go with George Pickens because the number's lower and his last four games have been 78, 82, 168, 57, and 134? Or do you go with CeeDee Lamb, who has had more targets and similar numbers, but you're paying a higher price for him?
Yeah, that higher price is tough, but I think I would lean CeeDee Lamb still. You know, I think ever since he's been back, you know, Dak Prescott, he loved George Pickens when CeeDee Lamb wasn't here. But now the main chick's back. Like, everybody loves the side chick, the main chick's back. And you're going to look in the direction of not just the best player on offense on the team, but I would argue the, if we're doing just rankings, the third best wide receiver in the NFL, if Jamar Chase is one, if Justin Jefferson is two, I'm putting CeeDee Lamb at three, maybe a conversation between him, A.J. Brown, and now Jaxon Smith-Njigba for how you want to, you know, round out that top five. But at the very worst, he's a top five wide receiver. I'd put him at three. You're naturally going to go in the direction of that because no matter what Arizona is going to do, they're not going to be able to stop him. So I would take the CeeDee Lamb bet there.
Well, and it does feel like they have more of a history together. You know, to where Dak and CeeDee have been in Dallas for quite some time. They're boys. And plus, you know, if things are tough and you need to get a first down, like, CeeDee Lamb's probably going to be your guy that you go to because he has been the perennial superstar, even in years in which the Cowboys have been terrible. Like, even when who was it? Cooper Rush was their quarterback? CeeDee Lamb was still putting up good numbers.
Yeah.
So I think CeeDee Lamb, like you said, has the higher floor in this situation. Or another way to play it, if you think he's going to get all these targets, you could do receptions because sometimes CeeDee Lamb is not the deep ball threat, even though, like, he has so many catches. I think any way you slice it, you probably get a winner here. But the reception set at 6.5. I feel like this line has gone down. I don't know if this is... No, we were talking about Trey McBride earlier. So 6.5 catches for CeeDee Lamb is minus 123. If you're interested, I feel like that is a very solid play. For him to have 7 catches, I think it's a play worth playing. That or anytime touchdowns tonight. It is a high total. I think we see a lot of points and a great game for some player prop parlays. All right, coming up next, best bets come your way. What will we actually be betting on? That's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Time to land the plane here on The Daily Tip. It's the final segment. But never fear, if you just tuned in and you're saying, I miss the whole show. Well, not so fast, my friend. You can always search The Daily Tip wherever you get your podcasts and tune in to everything we talked about today, including our takeaways from Sunday Night Football, our takeaways from the World Series. Are the Dodgers going to just win the World Series every single year from here on out? I don't think so, but people are certainly making that case. All on our podcast if you want to download it. Denton Day filling in for Jinxie. In a few minutes, we will get to our best bets of the entire day. So as I'm perusing my options for best bets, Denton, do you ever do this where you don't want to tie too much to one play or one game, and you say, hey, I probably need to limit my exposure? Like, this is something that I didn't think about until I started betting, where I'm like, I really like this game. I've got four bets in this game. I've got a side. I've got a total. I've got a player prop. Like, what happens if things go sideways? I think for me, that's when I say, okay, if I have a hypothesis in this game, we are going to limit it to maybe one or two plays, or you split a unit. And I understand we don't track units on the show, but like, if you're actually betting and tracking, that is one way to do it. But it's all these like in the weed things that you don't really realize until you start betting. You're like, this is a real factor. I don't know why nobody told me about this.
You gotta spread the wealth a little bit. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket, because then a twisted ankle just leaves you screwed. And we're not mafia members. We don't have inside information on when guys are going to do that sort of thing. So we need to use our best practices to get as many opportunities to win as possible. That's actually the reason why I'm not going to give my bet away coming up here. But why didn't link another leg into a potential alleged parlay that's coming up here? I was like, maybe I just need to keep it simple, you know, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. So that was my approach with this. But I've done what you have described in the past. It was way worse. It was at the early stages of my betting career where I was parlaying everything. Terrible, terrible era of Denton Day, by the way. But I was betting everything, and I had a group of parlays on a weekend that had the same team tied into every single one of them, and that team lost, and they cost me a whopping $15. But they really robbed more than that, because the payout would have been significantly more. I didn't eat lunch that day because of that team.
Ah, I'm so sorry for the adversity that you are going through. But I feel like a mom that's like, you know, talking to like her teenager that's like, please don't drink, but if you're going to, can you at least be safe and like call a ride?
Because call me
if you're like, gonna parlay things, like at least do it the right way. Because like we all know that parlays are not like, you know, a positive EV bet, but they are fun. But my advice would be make sure they correlate and don't try to thread the needle too much. Because I used to love doing like spreads and totals in the same bet. You're like, oh, you know, the Cowboys are gonna win this game, it's gonna be an over. But sometimes at the end of games, you will be rooting for opposite things to happen. And either way you slice it, you know, you're going to lose. Because you're like, okay, I need the Cowboys to, you know, score again to cover this number. Or I need whatever. And sometimes they just don't correlate. So if you're going to do a same game parlay, make sure all of the legs correlate. Say you do the Cowboys, you do like CeeDee Lamb. I guess you could do an over. But it's just, you get what I'm saying. With the totals right, and the spreads, sometimes it's trickier than it sounds.
You gotta be smart about that. You gotta use that brain upstairs. I've learned
sometimes.
I went on a bad stretch at one point with the parlays that led me betting to some sports that were not football or basketball or baseball or hockey or soccer, and I lost. And I was like, I need to put the app away for 2 weeks. Don't bet badminton. It doesn't go well.
Badminton. I don't even think I know like what the devices are used. Is that the one with, is it called a birdie?
Like, it's a shuttlecock.
Oh, I was way off. But it's like the one that has like a little knob and then it's like a.
Yeah,
like
and a it fan, has the wings.
Like web thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I barely knew that either, by the way, and I still bet on it. So, like, be safe out there, kids.
Yeah. My advice is if you don't know the instruments involved in a sport, you probably shouldn't be betting on said sport. So with all that being said, time now for best bets of the day.
Time to place your bets.
All right, then. The time is now, brother. Time to defend that spotless record. Den in his career, betting on the Daily Tip, is a sparkling 3-0. I will knock on wood because I am a superstitious person. And we want to be humble in front of the gambling gods. But what is the follow-up to your, you know, best day ever, it feels like, on the show betting? Now you got to do it again. So what's your best bet of the day?
So, Jels, I don't know if you know this about me, but I do dabble in the works of philosophy. So to quote a very famous philosopher, I am not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. Michael Scott, Denton Day. So I got to be careful here. I got to be really careful here. But I'm going to put together a parlay, which I don't normally do. But you talked me into this one. You talked me into this one. I'm going to put Trey McBride over 6.5 receptions, and I'm going to parlay that with CeeDee Lamb over 6.5 receptions. I have been dabbling between a couple of different plays that I wanted to make. I knew that I wanted CeeDee Lamb in this in some capacity. It was just a question of what capacity do I want him in. And while that is a little juicy, if you just take 6.5 receptions for CeeDee Lamb as a solo bet, it's about minus 135, minus 140, which is usually as high up as I want to go on solo bets. But because that Trey McBride receptions number was not more profitable to me, that's minus 150 at BetMGM for 6.5, and I can't alt-line that. In a perfect world, I would just love a straight bet of Trey McBride over 7.5 at, you know, maybe minus 115, maybe plus 105, something like that. But because they're not offering that, I decided to parlay, and I feel pretty comfortable about this one. I think both quarterbacks love these two targets. You know, we've seen the numbers with Trey McBride. He's getting targeted a fourth of the time that Jacoby Brissett drops back to pass, and then we know the history with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, and then you take into consideration that this is a big primetime game, and CeeDee Lamb's a primetime player, and primetime players make big-time plays on primetime games. So he'll get a lot of opportunities. This plays out at plus 160, so I feel pretty confident about it.
Ah, I like how we just talked about maybe don't do parlays, and then you follow it up by using a parlay. So,
I mean, I'm like a great quarterback, short-term memory. You know, just what's in the past is in the past. You got to move on, keep this train rolling.
Well, here's the thing. Like, they can both, like, they are not going against each other. So, you know, in the aspect of, like, you know, they could obviously both hit. So I like both of them. I honestly considered playing Trey McBride as well, but my only sabotage factor is sometimes you see trends and it's hard to keep them going. And, like, he has been barely hitting his receiving yards prop. I don't know. And the 6.5, it's a little too juicy for me at minus 148. So I'm going to leave it off. So best bet of the day for me is going to be on CeeDee Lamb. He feels like Mr. Dependable in this offense. And even against a really tough secondary in the Denver Broncos last week, had 7 catches on 10 targets for 74 yards. So the number tonight is 82.5. I think he can go over this. And we have seen him go way over this in most games in which he's healthy. So he had 110 against Washington, 112 against the Giants, 110 against the Eagles. And the main thing for me is that he's had double-digit targets in 3 of the 4 games he's played. He has a long history with Dak Prescott. This is a game that the Cowboys know they could probably win. It's indoors, should be great conditions. I know the Cardinals on paper do not give up the most yards to opposing receivers, but still, this is a good offense. CeeDee Lamb feeds, or excuse me, Dak Prescott is gonna feed CeeDee Lamb. So we'll go over CeeDee Lamb for my best bet of the night. All right, so a couple minutes left here. Denton, is anything else gonna be on the card, or is it one and done?
So I was looking at a couple of basketball games. We didn't talk a lot about the NBA games today because there was so much football over the weekend. And, you know, as a part of my 3-0 record here on the Daily Tip, it was fading the Wizards because they were 3-point favorites, or 3-point underdogs, rather, against the 76ers the last time that I was making picks on the show. So I was like, well, let's go back to the well here, Denton. Let's see what I can gather with the Wizards and get a little bit of a happiness hedge here. And then I pull up the Wizards, and they're 12.5-point favorites, or 12.5-point underdogs, rather, against the Knicks. And, like, a 3-point line I can lay, a 12.5-point line is a little extreme. And I got a little scared. I backed away. I was like, you're not going to see no hoops day today. Uh-uh. Not happening.
Well, you could have gone college hoops. As I'm looking, there are games going on right now. Queens and Winthrop have already tipped off in college basketball. So if you do like college basketball, I will say this, I am not betting on it simply because I need more of a sample size. Like, most of these teams haven't even figured out their rotations yet. So, like, I'm going to sit back and watch a few games first. But there's
where's
over
that game
100
being played?
College. I don't know. I just looked at it.
How are they playing? It's 8:50 in the morning. Where are they?
I guess they don't have school today. Like, that's what I always think about. I'm like, doesn't the NCAA always say to us, they're student athletes. Don't call them college athletes. They are students first. And you're like, are they really?
Yeah, they ain't students right now, playing at 8:30.
Right.
You know what I'm realizing? I believe that Queens University Royals is that. I don't know if that's an American school. Is that an American school?
No, it's North Carolina. It's in Charlotte.
Oh, really? Oh, that's an A-Sun team.
It's the Queens City is Charlotte. I know a lot of people think of Cincinnati. There are two Queen Cities in the United States. Does Baltimore? I feel like there's another city that, like, calls itself the Queen City, too. I could be mistaken. But my point being is that if you want to bet on college basketball today, be my guest. But I got to look up some of these teams because eventually I do want to get into college hoops because I do love betting on Belmont basketball. I like, I bet a lot on Furman last year. Some of these teams that are like the smaller schools, that's where it's at. Because I understand people want to bet on like Duke and Kansas, but those lines are usually very sharp. So sometimes people don't really pay attention to Belmont, and that's what your girl's betting on.
I would have a better chance, I think, of, you know, betting on like local high school basketball right now than I would college. I'm so far behind the loop here. Like, I'm sure that Florida and Arizona tonight is going to be an awesome headbanger of a matchup. I don't know nearly enough about these programs to be able to confidently throw a wager down on them.
Well, the thing is there's so much turnover that it could be a completely different starting five. So, like, you're not the only one, is that we're all kind of scrambling. But I will say this for college basketball. is they do a great job of peppering in great matchups throughout the season where we don't have to wait, you know, 2 months into the season for a great game like sometimes we have to do with these college football matchups or the NBA for meaningful basketball. So I do love college hoops in that regard. We're out of time for this edition of the Daily Tip. For me, for Denday, for the whole crew, have a great Monday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.